Hello, welcome to Trend Pals. Coming up in this episode, we're going to talk about Google, we're going to talk about magic and some kickstarting campaigns, some life hacks, and some Muji housing, to mention some of the things we're going to talk about. I'm Lotta Jägersaston, and my co-host is.
Martin, Lindeskog.
Hello, Martin. How are you doing today?
Fine, yourself?
Yeah, very well, thank you. And shall we just throw ourselves into this week's news or things that we have been spotted?
Sounds good. I wonder who the heck is Will I Am, or what's his name?
Will I Am, yeah, he is Black Eyed Peas. He's not the front figure, because that's Fergie, but he is like the guy behind the band, the one who writes and does everything. And he's created some new wearables. I haven't got this in front of me, but it's a watch, but I don't think he calls it a watch. But it's quite similar to, well, the whole, Fitbit kind of wearable on your wrist thing that it's so popular right now, and it's become quite mainstream. I think he was doing something else as well. It wasn't just a watch, it was something else. Do you remember?
No, but we have something similar to talk about, a watch that keep you awake. And now it's middle of the night, so maybe we need that.
Yeah, but as always, we always perk up. We talk about all the interesting stuff we've been discovering over the web or, on our other podcasts that we're listening to.
Yeah, so
But
this is podcast episode number 12.
yeah, that's right. So we've been going for a little while now, which is great. So this falling asleep, tell us about that, Martin.
Yeah, it was a Kickstarter campaign created by some college kids that had idea how to stay awake during lectures. And created a watch that has a buzz sound when you, before you fall asleep, somehow. They feel the movements in your body and so on. And they got funded by Kickstarter and have some new projects on the go.
So
So.
do you know exactly how it detects when you're about to fall asleep? Has it got something to
No.
do with your pulse
Yeah, I
or?
think if you're. Yeah, if you're somewhere moving, I think it's similar to a similar way of like the app Sleep Cycle or Power Nap or something like that. It feels before you go into to sleep, but this is before, so it must be some other way, but maybe similar in a way, so
You
some
know,
kind of body movement.
I've got that app. Well, I don't know if it's that particular one, but I've got one of those sleep apps on my Pebble, which I have thought about that. That's going to give me a great night's sleep, but I still have not tried it out. So maybe I'll do that, not tonight, but another night, and I can report and see if I've had a wonderful night's sleep. But there was something else as well that you found about talking about college kids. I don't know if it was aimed towards the college kids or if it's just in general, if you want to get a bit more focused when you're studying or when you're working. It's called Focus at Will, which is like music, but the right type of music.
Yeah, they have done research and scientific studies on that. That is not the regular music like Will I Am or what his name is again.
Will I am, yeah.
That's not good for working music. Instead, you should have a special kind of instrumental music that will increase your attention span up to 400% when working, they say. And as I said, they have done studies and research on that. And I think it's a paid application or a subscription service in some way.
You know
So
what? I have actually downloaded the app and it's a
that,
30-day free trial. So I've now lost about 3 days, that I haven't used it. But I'm looking forward to see if I'm going to be like super, not organized, but like really focused while I listen to this kind of this music. And I think as well, they had different styles. It wasn't just like Mozart or you know, they had lots of different types of music. So yeah, I'm definitely going to try that out before it runs out. Yeah. I've got about a month.
Sounds good.
Yeah. And moving on, talking about...
You want to keep going? It's already 5 minutes.
Sorry?
Yeah. You want to keep going? It's already five minutes.
We'll keep going.
Okay.
No, I just wanted to say about Google, who has... there's two interesting projects that I've seen this week. One is the Google Key, or something that they launched earlier this week. It's like a security key in the form of a USB that you plug it into your computer to actually make your password a bit more secure. And it's reaching, I mean, this is something that's been around for a while, but it's actually reaching out to the consumers now. So instead of just putting in your password, you need to do both of them. So if, for example, if you lose the key, then the thief still need to add your password. And if you get hacked, you need the key. So there's been so many security breaches lately. So I think that sounds like a good idea. It makes you feel a little bit more secure. And the other thing that I spotted that Google is doing, it's something that's quite secret. Right now, they're not revealing much. It's called Magic Leap. But what has caused the news around this is basically it was founded $540 million.
Wow.
And investors mainly, not mainly, but including leading Google. And it's something to do with mobile technology and visualization. So... it's a little bit, they have been mentioning like Oculus Rift style things, and you know, the AR improving your environment, etc. And what's exciting is also that they are saying that this is something that's going to be launched to the consumer market sometime relatively soon. So I'm really excited to find out what this new Magic Leap might be.
Yeah. And from that to taking a leap to...
And we're going to move on to Dorothy. This is the magic that I talked about. Dorothy from The Wizard of Oz. This is a silly thing, really, that I saw on the Kickstarter campaign. Actually, I should take that back. I'm not sure it was Kickstarter. But it's something that is not yet for sale. But it's a small product that you put inside of your shoe. And... you click your heels like Dorothy does, click, and then magically it calls your phone or it calls your Uber, the taxi company, for example, if you need to get out of a slightly awkward situation. So what I liked about it was kind of the fact that it makes it feel a bit magical, that, you know, this... I love fantasy and sci-fi and that kind of stuff. So for me, it was like, oh, yeah, a bit of magic. Don't know if I would buy it myself, but it's still an interesting thing, and they're working on it to make it really, really tiny. Right now, I think it's the size of, oh, I don't know. It's smaller than a matchbox, like half the size of a matchbox, I think, is the size right now. But another thing that I spotted, which is how we're doing with time, actually.
Yeah, 30 seconds.
All right. Muji are doing some really cool houses, not only available in Japan, but they're sort of building it up on the, you know, vertically and taking doors and stuff out. So makes it really spacious. You know, Muji, the Japanese...
like interior
design. Not so much interior, more like stationary.
Yeah, station, yeah.
So it's interesting how they now into the housing market. I think they can come up with some really cool stuff.